Welcome back to the show. It is One Bills Live. John Murphy and Steve Tasker are on the line with us. Former Bills first-round draft pick. It was 10 years ago. He was ninth overall, spent 8 seasons in the NFL, 5 of them with the Bills. And just yesterday, it was announced that he's going into the Clemson University Athletic Hall of Fame. We're real happy to have our old buddy CJ Spiller on the line with us. Hello, CJ. You look great. Good to have you with us here today.
Oh, man, glad to be joining y'all, guys. It seems like it's been forever since I've seen y'all beautiful faces, so definitely glad to be able to get on here and talk.
Does it seem like 10 years ago?
It does not, to be honest with you, Steve. It seemed like it was literally just yesterday that I was getting drafted by Buffalo, and to wake up now and see that it's been 10 years since that draft, and the Bills selected me with that 9th overall pick. Man, it's unreal. Time definitely does fly by.
CJ, just yesterday it was announced that Clemson University is going to induct you into their Athletic Hall of Fame this year. Congratulations for that. And people should know you played football there, but you also excelled in other sports, right?
Yeah, definitely an honor, to be honest with you, John. Definitely one of those things, as a little kid, you write them down on a sheet of paper and then you hope that you can fulfill them. And to now to sit here and see that one of those dreams and goals that I wrote down as a 6- and 7-year-old is starting to come to fulfillment. I mean, I'm really lost for words. And like you say, I ran track here too as well.
Yeah, a track star there. I told Steve the story earlier on our show, and I don't know, you may not even remember, CJ, but I was always impressed. Maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was at the Senior Bowl covering it. You showed up with Coach Swinney, and I said to you, what are you guys doing here? I mean, you were an NFL player, and you said Coach Swinney just wanted to see how his Clemson players were making out at the Senior Bowl, and he said, hop in the car, and there you are, and you came down to visit. It told me something about the culture of that Clemson program and what Coach Swinney's put together there, huh?
Well, that's just who he is. I mean, he always cares about his players. It's not just about coming here and playing 4 or 5 years for him. I think to me, really, when you sign to come play at Clemson, it's really a lifetime contract. And I think he shows that the way that he stays in contact with his former players, and he wants guys to come back and be involved with the program. And you know, just that happened to, you know, that senior day or at the Senior Bowl, he asked me to tag along with him, and I ain't have anything going on, so I said sure. So I was able to join him and kind of get it from a coach's view.
I was telling Murph, there's some guys in the Clemson Hall of Fame, right? I mean, it's not East Nowhere State. I mean, we know now that Dabo Swinney's taken over and they built this culture and they're always contending for the national championship. But even years ago, they've got some guys in there that were pretty special, and now you're among them. It's got to make you feel really good.
It does. And then, you know, we just had Brian Dawkins go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the first Clemson player to do that. So, I mean, when you talk about, you know, guys that played in this program that kind of laid the foundation, I always tell people I'm just very lucky enough to be able to stand on the shoulders of guys that helped build this program to what we see it is today.
Maybe you could argue, and maybe you wouldn't argue it, but it could be argued you're one of the building blocks there, CJ. I read a piece in USA Today a while ago that said, really, Clemson's resurgence in the world of college football began when they recruited you, when they signed you to go there. Do you feel that you've got something going there at Clemson?
Well, I mean, that's funny that you asked, because I just did an interview yesterday, and they asked the same question. And honestly, I tell people all the time, I mean, I don't never really sit back and really think about that. I guess as you get older, and as I get older, probably if you ask me probably 20 years from now, my answer could be different. But to me, I'm just happy that I was just a part to be, it's like building a house. I was just one of those bricks, and I was just happen to be a part of the foundation. And, you know, like you say, it's great for people to talk about. But to me, I honestly don't really sit around and think about that I was one of the guys. But, you know, obviously that stuff could change here 20 years when I'm up more in age and I kind of sit back and really reflect on my career. My answers could totally be different.
Well, just like every college kid, you know, and I remember when I was way back in the other last century when I was in college, but there was a time when you thought, man, maybe Clemson isn't the place for me. You know, you had been there, and you know, as a young kid, when you come out of high school and you go to college, you think you go to the right place, you hope you make the right decision, you agonize over it, but it's not always exactly, and well, it's never exactly like you envision it to be, and you had some doubts when you were at Clemson early on, right?
I did. After my freshman year, I definitely thought about transferring back down to Florida. And really, to be honest with you, Steve, I kind of just let my emotions get the best of me, just because after that ball game, I kind of didn't like how the way that transpired going against, you know, obviously we played Kentucky, and it was, I want to say, one of the worst rush defense. And me and my counterpart, James Davis, only touched the ball like 7 or 9 times between the both of us. And I was just frustrated. And I just felt, and then you got Florida right there that was getting ready to play for a national championship. And, you know, they right there in my backyard. So like you said, as a young kid, you start, all those things start questioning you. But really, I was always told never let, you know, never make a decision based off of your emotions or the emotion that you're going through at the time. So once I let the smoke clear, I figured, you know, once I make that vow to come to Clemson, it was best for me to just stay and not let my emotions get the best of me and make a terrible decision.
CJ Spiller is going into the Clemson University Athletic Hall of Fame this year. Ninth overall pick in the 2010 draft by the Buffalo Bills. What do you recall about the night you were drafted, CJ, drafted ninth overall? What was that night like for you?
It was exciting, anxious, to be honest. And I just remember riding up to Radio Hall, being in the car with one of my idols, Barry Sanders. I mean, never in my wildest dreams I'd ever thought I'd be able to sit literally 2 feet away from Barry Sanders, one of the greatest running backs to ever play the game. And to be able to sit in that car ride and kind of just pick his brain about different things, about how he take care of his body, you know, what to expect at the next level. That was really a highlight of my day. And then obviously once, you know, I got there and sat there in the green room and seen my phone, and that 716 area code showed up, I knew I was going to upstate New York to be a Buffalo Bill.
What were some of your favorite moments about being a Buffalo Bill? I know you spent 5 years here. What were some of the fondest memories you have?
To be honest, it was the fans. It was the fans that made the experience wonderful. Obviously, you know, we didn't, you know, have the success like we wanted as teams, but the fan support that we had each and every game, both home and away, it kind of blew me away. It kind of really made me feel like at home because it reminded me so much of Clemson, of that fan base that we have here. So to me, it was the fans. And then that year that we kind of started off, I think 5-0, literally people talk about the buzz in the city. Literally as a player, you can feel the buzz in the city. I just wish we could have just finished that season on the right note. I just think at the time we had a young team and we didn't understand how to handle success, you know, compared to when you guys played, Steve. Y'all guys knew, y'all had a veteran group. Y'all knew how to handle success. I think we were so young, we didn't know how to handle that success at the time. But it was the fans and just my teammates and having guys like John, being able to talk to him. I mean, it made my time there at Buffalo really worth the time.
With C.J. Spiller, former Bills first-round draft pick. C.J., got to ask you about some of the Clemson prospects coming out in this year's draft, and help us understand Isaiah Simmons. What is he, a safety, a linebacker? I know he's good, but where will he play in the league, do you think?
I think he can play wherever the defensive coordinator wants him to play. I mean, he's just that type of athlete. I mean, you get the guy that size that ran the 40 that he ran at the combine. I mean, them guys don't walk around this earth every day. So whoever gets him is going to get a special talent. And I think the special thing about Clemson guys is that they don't get caught up into the hype. You know, obviously it's a big moment for them, but at the same time, we understand as players that there's still a lot of work that has to be put in. And I think those guys are going to understand that. And whatever team they go to, they're going to get a winner. They're going to get a hard worker, a guy that's very humble. I think he's going to be able to take that organization to a whole other level. So I'm excited to see where our guys end up at.
Well, one of the things you got a chance to do, you played for Buffalo for 5 years. You also got a chance to play with Drew Brees, Hall of Famer, down in New Orleans. And now you're probably a really close watcher of Clemson football. So you got Trevor Lawrence there. He's going to come out next year. You've played with a Hall of Famer in Drew Brees. You see this young college kid who, man, I don't know how you describe him. What are your thoughts about those two, what Trevor Lawrence is going to look like? And I'm like everybody. It's not my life to live. But Trevor Lawrence got to be looking sideways going, man, I don't know if I want to – what more do I have to do at Clemson to prove I can play in the NFL, and what kind of risk is he taking? But by the same token, he's got to want to play.
Yeah, I think, like you said, Steve, I think it's just that competitive. I think it's all in our athletes. I mean, obviously, you know, it's always a risk when you play this game of football, every time you step on the field. And he understands that, and they'll do everything to make sure that he has his insurance policy and all that stuff. I think he just want to have a chance to just come back and grow as a player. Obviously, you know, he can't come out just because he was a true sophomore. So he'll come out and he'll do the necessary things he need to do to get better as a quarterback. I'm pretty sure some throws that he'll probably like from that championship game that he'll love to take back. So he just want to continue to prove as a player. But I can tell you this, whoever gets him next year, I promise he turns that organization into a winner right away. I mean, he just has that winning edge. I've never seen a guy that can just stay so composed with no matter what's going on throughout the game. He just stays to himself and he goes out there and executes. And as you know, your quarterback, he's the leader. And when you see the quarterback have that type of belief that we can win any game at any moment, no matter what the circumstances is, I think that speaks volume of his character. So you know, I'm not going to put him up the pedestal of Drew Brees because that's a different animal and that's a different, you know, type of talent. But I think if he continues to do the things that he do, he can definitely have a long, successful NFL career.
Hey, CJ, Bills fans, I want to know what you're up to now. You told me you live by Clemson, right, in that part of South Carolina. But what do you do for a living?
I live by Clemson. Obviously, I just got selected on the board of directors with our IPTE, which is our big organization, our fundraising organization here that we have at the university. So I'm the youngest one on that. Definitely an honor to be on that because you're talking about some of the old-time guys that have been around this program and run our university for years. So for me to be even to sit amongst that group, I mean, it truly is an honor. And then I help coach a track team at a local high school here. Kind of been doing that for like the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, that's been very fun and challenging just because of, you know, you're dealing with young kids. And I think sometimes as now, what I'm saying as coaches, you kind of want to see yourself into another individual, but you kind of just have to let them grow. So it's been fun. And then just been a dad.
CJ, I want to ask you, I know what it's like coaching high school kids. How many of them challenge you think they can outrun the old man? Does that still happen? Because I know they do.
Well, you know, Steve, I have to nip that in the bud early. I said, get this twisted. Now, I'm still the teacher. Don't make me have to lace these shoes up and have to show them. Every now and then I get one that think they can challenge me and I have to get out there and, you know, show them that, hey, I might be 32, but I still got this wheel still can turn over.
That's great.
CJ, it's great to catch up with you today. Thanks very much, CJ, for being on the show.
Oh, man, thank y'all guys for having me. Y'all guys stay safe up there in Buffalo. And I tell all the fans I love them and I miss them.